When I was making this film, I worked with two main characters. One of them is Professor Klaus Ottermeier, and he gave me the title for the film, The Heider Show. It's available in German, and it's also available in Slovene. It's been translated into Slovene. And it's called The Psychopolitics of the FPÖ. Ottermeier is a psychologist, a professor of psychology in Klagenfurt, where Heider is in control in Carinthia. And he shows very brilliantly the structures, the psychological structures, which are very simple, and the way Heider works. Division of the world between darkness and between light. Everything is very simple. It's either good or it's bad. There is nothing in between. And it shows, he talks about the roles that Heider plays in the positive sense to gain his voters. Robin Hood against the Sheriff of Nottingham, so the little politician who is fighting against the powers, the people who are in control. Almost the body fascism of the marathon runner, who is idealized in our sort of society now, which concentrates on sports and popularity. And the final role is the beer tent socialist, so the man who is close to the workers, the man who can talk the workers' language, the man who's on first name terms with the workers. So this is the people who, on a positive side, to come to him. But also, if you're not his friend, then you have the negative side, the world of darkness. And here you have people like artists, foreigners, people he describes as left-wing politicians. You also have some bureaucrats, people who are disliked. And then you have also the people he takes from the darkness into the light, which is his parents' generation, the war's generation, who grew up with the shame of involvement with fascism. And he says it wasn't that bad, and takes them then into the light. So this book is not very long, and it's absolutely fascinating. And I think once you've read it, you will get the aha effect I did. And every time you see Heider on show, every time you see Heider doing something, you will say, okay, which role is he playing? And is he in the darkness? Is he in the light? How is he playing this world? And it's actually incredibly simple. The second book, and the second person I worked with, is Professor Walter Oertsch, who's a professor at Linz University. And he's a communications expert. This book, Heider Light, a Handbook for Demagogues, Czernin Verlag in Vienna. And he specialized on the language that Heider uses and the communication strategies that Heider uses to communicate to people. And what you have in this book is actually 100 steps, okay? So he starts with number one, and by the end we have step 100, okay? So it's a whole list. Here we have it. Step one. And here, step 100 of how to become a demagogue. A demagogue, i.e. someone who is a populist politician. How to manipulate what political and information, what communication strategies you should impose. It's of course fascinating because Oertsch brings examples from Heider's work, from his long career as a politician, to show how Heider has divided the world into them and us and the others, in the world of creating very simple structures which are below everything that he says. And once you have understood this, you actually again can see the motor which actually drives Heider or all sorts of politicians. And for Professor Oertsch, who is also in the film, Heider's success is not so much a political success, but is a communication success. That's how it means. Heider gets the votes because he is the most effective communicator. No matter what the political context, he can communicate the best. Okay? So those are the two things. This, as far as I know, is only in German. This book, which is published by Drava Verlag in Klagenfurt, is available in Slovene as well.